Drive sober or get pulled over.
This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation, Division of Traffic Safety.
My wife wants an outdoor living space, like the ones in the magazines. Seriously, just like them. So I showed her the project gallery on the Unilock website, and guess who's the hero now? Then our contractor gave us the Unilock Design Ideas Catalog. We were amazed at the choice of colors, textures, and styles. Now we've got a plan for our backyard that's all Unilock and uniquely ours. Unilock. Choose the best. Build it right.
You may think that in order to drive a super dependable new ride, you have to pay over $300 per month. Well, at Grossinger City Toyota, you won't have to pay $300. You won't even have to pay $200. You will actually pay $118 per month to lease a brand new 2015 Corolla L. That's under $120 per month for the amazing restyled Toyota Corolla. Or during their July 4th sales event, my guys at Grossinger City Toyota also have a new 2015 Camry LE lease. Not for $300. Not for $200, but only $148 per month. That's $118 per month for the new Corolla or just $148 a month for the new Camry. Don't pay more. You gotta go to Grossinger City Toyota and celebrate with savings during our huge July 4th sales event now through Saturday at 6 p.m. Visit GrossingerCityToyota.com. That's GrossingerCityToyota.com.
4-cylinder manual, 24-month lease, $29.95 new assignment plus tax, title, license, and 168.43 dock fee. Zero security deposit. You must qualify. Expires July 6th.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's working through the unexpected surprises that spring up with every project. It's character, and it isn't rattled by a little thing like a dead battery. Especially when you can get a new one online at AdvanceAutoParts.com and pick it up in store just 30 minutes later. So you can get back to fixing faster. Advance Auto Parts, for guys who love getting under the hood.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Hey, neighbor. Ace is the place for craftsmen. This 4th of July weekend, for 4 days only, choose from a variety of craftsman products, like a tool bag or screwdriver set for only $2.99 after $2 instant savings with Ace Rewards card. So drop by your neighborhood Ace this weekend for craftsman products and other great savings, because getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. July 3rd through 6th at participating stores. Limit 2 each. Store stock only. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 5 o'clock. And from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. A busy day in sports. We start on the baseball diamond, where the Cubs completed a three-game sweep of the Mets. The final was 6-1 this afternoon. Cubs pitching allowing only one run in 28 innings of work. Jake Arrieta going 8 innings this afternoon for his 8th win. Miguel Montero and Jonathan Herrera each with home runs. Meanwhile, the White Sox idle today. They'll be home tomorrow night hosting Baltimore. Meanwhile, Chris Sale today named the American League Player for the Month of June. He had a couple of victories, a 1.83 ERA, and also 75 strikeouts in his 6 outings. Elsewhere on the diamond this afternoon, interleague action. Pittsburgh completed a sweep of Detroit 8-4. Neil Walker with 4 hits in that game. Miami swept San Francisco 5-4, and in 10 innings, it was Cleveland 5-4 better than Tampa Bay. Mike Aviles with a game-winning home run. Pro basketball, the money continues to flow in the NBA. Free agent signings all over the place, or at least agreements. Center Greg Monroe will go to Milwaukee, 3 years at $50 million. Guard Aaron Aflalo, 2 years, $16 million. He will be joining the New York Knicks. Guard Monta Ellis, 4 years, $44 million with Indiana. Forward Ed Davis, 3 years, $20 million with Portland. And guard Shane Larkin, a measly $3 million over 2 years to go to Brooklyn. And this just in, guard Dwayne Wade apparently has agreed to go back to Miami. No surprise there. And Tim Duncan says he'll play on. He'll be back for his 19th season in the NBA with the San Antonio Spurs. And in hockey, the Blackhawks signed defenseman Cameron Schilling today, a 2-year deal. He previously played for Washington. Inside the Clubhouse is presented by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next game on the Score tomorrow night with the Sox hosting the Orioles, and it begins with Chris Rongi's pregame show at 6:35, and it's all right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're telling the lies, you're putting it down, you're starting to make me cry.
Like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know, I farm up, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No.
Crappin' is brought to you by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy. We keep this simple. We limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. You know the rules about the political stuff. And we make sure that you don't run on prattling too long, because in that case,
I got the shotgun.
You got bad things coming for you.
Have you told people about the rule they have to be entertaining?
Is that a rule?
It is a rule.
Oh, maybe that's been the problem.
You've never told them?
312-644-6767. We begin our signature segment with the look at this Canuck boy on the score.
Wow.
Gentlemen, this crap goes out to Republican presidential candidate and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom stand-in, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. A little over 2 years ago, after Democrat Barack Obama defeated Republican Mitt Romney in the 2012 presidential election, Jindal admonished fellow Republicans to stop being the stupid party and argued that they needed to stop insulting the intelligence of voters and focus on the Constitution and conservative values. So, of course, last Friday, Jindal became outraged at the Supreme Court ruling legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. The angry governor stated, if we want to save some money, let's just get rid of the court. Now, apparently in Bobby's mind, nothing says constitutional conservative quite like trying to, I don't know, eliminate one of the three branches of government. Mr. Jindal, you are living up to the tradition of being a Bob. Who you crapping?
Peoria AJ says, during a Doug Gottlieb sports minute, he spouted the theory that most NBA fans hope their team doesn't draft a European player because the fans have been conditioned to think there's a higher bust rate among them. Doug explained that the bust rate among European players is no different than that for American players. Fine, whatever, stop there. But no, he continued by answering the question as only he can of why people think there are more European busts. One of his reasons, quote, because some of their names have the sign for boron in them. Yeah, you know, those wacky Europeans with all their weird alternate alphabets with crazy signs for letters always scaring us Americans. Well, Doug, I looked at the list of every European player chosen in the two rounds of the draft this year. Here's a few. Porzingis, Milutinov, Osman, Hernan Gomez, Eriksson, Radicevic, Mitrovic, and no sign for boron in sight. But let me think about that. I actually can think of a few with the sign for boron. Those would be Bors, Bernstein, Abatacola, and Gottlieb. Because the scary sign for boron is the letter B, you nitwit. Doug Gottlieb, get a periodic table and who you crapping?
He is the worst.
He never stops giving, does he? Northside Q, you're on the score.
sports minutes are the gift that keeps on giving, because this one is about a Jim Rome sports minute where he talked about Jordan Spieth's U.S. Open win. He said that golf was, quote, the ultimate punch you in the mouth and let's see what you got sport, end quote. Well, it's an acceptable statement if you have never seen or heard of sports like boxing or MMA, where people literally punch each other in the mouth to see what the other one has. Jim Rome, you are the best of the worst, but that's like saying, hey, it's only breast cancer. It's got the highest survival rate of all tumors. I don't care, and I don't want it. Jim Rome, who are you crapping?
That's official. The Q doesn't want cancer. Good, we got that. This written by the grandpa formerly known as Expectant Grandpa. Unwed mother Bristol Palin announced last week that she is going to become two-time unwed mother Bristol Palin. In the announcement, Bristol said, I do not want any lectures. After all, lecturing other people about how to live their sex lives is Bristol's job, literally. After her first child was born out of wedlock, Bristol became a spokesperson for the nonprofit Candies Foundation, a group that works to shape the way youth in America think about teen pregnancy and parenthood. Bristol recorded a number of public service announcements for the organization, concluding each of her lectures on abstinence with the catchphrase, pause before you play. Unfortunately, it looks like Bristol accidentally hit the fast-forward button instead twice. It would have been more effective if the catchphrase had been, you know you're going to hit play, so put a condom on the remote first. We often worry that young unwed mothers will not have the necessary resources for themselves and their children. In fact, in one of the Candies PSAs, Bristol talks about how difficult it would have been for her if she didn't come from a famous, rather well-to-do family that could help her financially. She forgot to mention, it also helps to be pulling in big bucks, making PSAs, lecturing other people not to have sex outside of marriage. In 2011 alone, Bristol earned more than a quarter million.